Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. One more final message here on on deception. I'm going to start in the book of James, first of all, and then I'm going to go to the first epistle of John, and we're going to look at some verses there. So the book of in James chapter 1, he says, verse 22, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." There again, it falls in line with what we had talked about in the beginning or early on. You know, we had talked about different deceptions, and we had talked about some keys. And one of the things was in Matthew chapter 7, and the emphasis was on doing. He that does the will that of my Father which is in heaven. Not everybody that says, "Lord, Lord," will enter in heaven. But he that does the will that of my Father which is in heaven. Then he gives the example of the wise man building his house upon a rock and the foolish man on a sand. He that hears and does was wise, and he that hears and does not do is foolish. And here again, it falls right in line with that, where he says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Then I'm going to go to the first epistle of John. I'm going to look at some verses there. Starting in chapter 1, it's a little hard to know where to start and stop because this whole book is so full of this subject. Maybe I'll just start in verse 2. No, I'll start in verse 5. "This then is a message which ye have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Talking about walking in the light, what does it mean to walk in the light? What is it? First of all, I guess maybe to make it a little bit clearer, it would be good to ask, so what does it mean to walk in darkness? If we're walking in darkness, how does Jesus say that I can't get the exact words, but the idea is that he that is a sinner, or he that walks in darkness, is afraid of the light because he doesn't want his deeds to be exposed. But he that walks in the light, there's no fear. Everything exposed, there's everything uncovered. I have nothing to hide. And that's the idea of walking in light. When I have everything confessed, I'm not hiding something from somebody or trying to hide something from God, which doesn't make any sense, but people try to do that. But if we can be honest with each other, we can openly confess and share. So, walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Then in verse 2, or chapter 2, "My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. So here again, it's giving, just connecting that whole idea of having fellowship within and doing his commandment, doing what he tells us to. We cannot separate that from faith. He said, keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So we know he that keepeth his word. And I'm going to just skip over the rest of that. Go down a few verses there. We read the other part yesterday. But he that hated his brother. Verse 12, I write it to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Go on down to verse 15 is where I wanted to start again. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, and the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Your children, it is the last time, as we have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And I'm just going to focus on this, loving the world a little bit. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the world passeth away, verse 17, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Very powerful there. There's just no two ways about it. We cannot be a lover of the world and a lover of God at the same time. They're diametrically opposed. They cannot. They're opposites. And I think I'm going to close with one more thing here. I just thought about that I wanted to bring out another time, but this is a good time to bring that out as well, is Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Some very powerful words here that we cannot skip over in this whole thing of deceiving ourselves and deception. And that is there where Jesus gives the Lord's Prayer. And he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then he says these words, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So we are willing to forgive men their trespasses. Our Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Then he turns it around and says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Very straightforward, very simple, very easy to understand message. And yet, there is many people around that want to make all kinds of excuses why that doesn't mean just exactly what it says. People that know that they have unforgiveness in their hearts, they're not willing to face it. Brothers, sisters, this is a very serious matter. If we are not willing to forgive men their trespasses, God will not forgive us. And if God does not forgive us, will we be able to enter into heaven? It is very serious, and yet there is people that want to argue it away. Don't be deceived. Trying to hide the truth will not get you anywhere. And these kind of things will drag you down into other deceptions. So I'm going to end it there. God bless you all. God give you peace. God give you rest in him. Trust him. Walk with him. give him your whole life and everything you've got.